China's new social credit system is turning Orwell's 1984 into a reality, and it can also be used to persecute Christians. And of course, it's going to be used for that. Do we see the hallmarks of this social credit system in prophecy? Also, Trump opposes a certain act that we can't really talk too much about. Otherwise, YouTube will, their head will explode. All of that and more on today's Peck Report. All right, everybody. Glad to be talking with you again today. Hopefully, you're all doing well. It's a little bit rainy here in Missouri, but all in all, things are great. So, hey, if you haven't had a chance to do so, please subscribe to this channel, click the bell for notifications, and share this video around. Leave a comment. We're actually losing a lot of subscribers right now, but it's not your fault. It's not people unsubscribing. I've said this before, but I wish that was the case, because then I would know what to do about it. You know, if people are leaving the viewership of the show because they don't like something in the show, well, then that's an easy solution. You just correct the mistake. But that's not what's going on. YouTube is going out of their way to delete subscribers, to get rid of our subscribers many times. And they don't tell you guys. I was going to say many times they don't tell you, but they don't ever tell you. They don't tell you that they're actually doing it. With censorship the way that it is today, can you imagine if these companies had even more power? That's what's happening in China right now. That's what's going on. There's a new social credit system that's basically, you probably know the book 1984 from George Orwell. Well, it's basically turning it into that. There's also a very popular episode of Black Mirror that where a world exists with the social credit system, and it causes a lot of problems. But China is making this a reality, and I'm telling you, the U.S. is not far behind. We're going to start doing this too. In a lot of ways, we already sort of have. Think about it. You know, now an employer, before you go and started a job, you know, an employer can do a Google search on you and look at all of your tweets and comments and Facebook public comments and stuff. And while on one hand, that's a good thing, you want to know who you're hiring. You know, you don't want to hire somebody in your company who's, you know, harassing people online and dropping a bunch of F-bombs. You don't want somebody like that representing your company. But at the same time, it's not going to stop there. Now, right now, people are just monitoring the stuff that we willingly put out there publicly, you know, that we publicly put out there. But what China's doing and what the U.S. is going to be implementing, I believe, is very different than that. This isn't stuff that's willingly being done. This is other people rating you and grading you. And then your level of treatment out in society depends on your score. I mean, it's absolutely horrific. And what kind of score do you think Christians are going to get? What kind of score do you think pro-lifers or conservatives are going to get? It's going to be a lot harder to exist in the world without worshiping this beast system. And I think that's where this is headed. I could easily see the Antichrist using this as a tool to forward his own ends. Now, the New York Post has reported on this, and they said in their article, it says, imagine calling a friend, only instead of hearing a ringtone, you hear a police siren and then a voice intoning, "Be careful in your dealings with this person." You know, would that put a damper on your relationship? Probably, because it's supposed to. That's exactly what this type of thing is calling for. So this is life in China's social credit system, where a low score can ruin your life in more ways than one. This is obviously totalitarian. It's trying to force people into things that are supposed to be done by choice. You know, of course, it's a good thing to give to the poor and to give to charity and all that, but it's only good if it's done by choice. You know, you can't really take credit for doing something that's forced, you know. So let's say you arrive in the Beijing airport intending to catch a flight to Canton, say 1,200 miles south. The clerk at the ticket counter turns you away because, you guessed it, your social credit score is too low. So not only are you publicly humiliated in the ticket line, but you're then forced to travel by a slow train. You know, what should have What should have been a 3-hour flight becomes a 30-hour stop-and-go nightmare. All because the government has declared you untrustworthy. Perhaps you defaulted on a loan, made the mistake of criticizing some government policy online, or just spent too much time playing video games on the internet. All of these actions and many more can cause your score to plummet, forcing citizens into the most dreaded rung on China's deadbeat caste system, the Lualal. Not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Laolai? I think it's Laolai. Let's go with Laolai. But, you know, the punishments are shocking. The government algorithm will go as far as to install an embarrassing ringtone on the phones of Laolai, shaming them every time they get a call in public. But an embarrassing ringtone, flight bans and slow trains, this is just the beginning of this dystopian nightmare that's now daily life in China for tens of millions of people. That's right. That's now life. A low social credit score will exclude you from well-paid jobs. It'll make it impossible for you to get a house or a car loan or even book a hotel room. The government will slow down your internet connection. It can ban your children from attending private schools. Imagine that. And even post your profile on a public blacklist for all to see. Imagine that. Banning your children from even having the option of a private school, meaning they have to go to public school. Can you imagine that in this country? Our public school system is total garbage. It's awful. And thank God we have the option to homeschool. But once this gets implemented over here, you know, this isn't going to stay in China. This is coming here, too. A lot of people, a lot of Americans would be on board with this. A lot wouldn't, but, you know, those in power would be. So, according to Australia's ABC News, the government has produced a deadbeat map via an app on WeChat, which shows a radar-style graphic identifying every Laolai in the vicinity of the user. Quote, tapping on a person marked on the map reveals their personal information, including their full name, court case number, and the reason they have been labeled untrustworthy. Identity card numbers and home addresses are also partially shown, end quote. Again, that report comes from ABC. Imagine how horrifying that is. There are crazy people out there. There are people that would want to hurt these people. And now it's just easier to do so. You know, there's reports that those whose social credit score falls too low are preemptively arrested and sent to re-education camps, not because they have actually committed a crime, but because they're likely to commit a crime. Imagine that. And again, this is going to come here. Now, elements of the system are in place throughout China as the government refines its algorithm, and the final rollout is scheduled to be in place nationwide by 2020. So that's next year. We're right here, but already elements of this are in place. The government claims that its purpose is to enhance trust and social stability by creating a culture of sincerity that will restore social trust. That's obviously not what's going on. That's what they're going to say. That's how it'll be sold to people here. But that's not what's going on. You can't force trust like that. It will create more distrust. All of a sudden, you'll never know if somebody who's helping you out is only doing so for their own good so they can get a higher credit score, a social credit score, or if they are genuinely a compassionate person. This ultimately is going to teach people to be more and more and more self-centered, as if we don't already have enough of that. It's like those people who go and feed homeless people and then they record it on their cell phones to show how good of a person they are, so they'll get a bunch of views and clicks and things like that. It's like, okay, try doing that with the camera off. Who is this really for? Is this for you or is this for the homeless person? So imagine that, but times a million. I mean, it's gonna get a lot worse. So what this actually will create is a culture of fear and a nation of informants. And this is because one of the ways that people can improve their own social credit score is to report on the supposed misdeeds of others. So where do you think that's going to lead? You know, individuals can earn points, for example, for reporting those who violate the new restrictions on religious practice, such as Christians who illegally meet to pray in private homes, or even Muslims and Kazakhs in China's West, whom they spot praying in public, fasting during Ramadan, or just growing a beard even. Now, of course, as the state progresses ever closer towards its goal of monitoring all the activities of its citizens 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, society itself becomes a virtual prison. That is what China is becoming now. It is a country prison. It's a prison country. Western criticism of the new system has been intense, with Human Rights Watch describing it as chilling. And in response, Chinese Communist Party publications scoff that Westerners are simply too unsophisticated to understand the wonders of this new system. Now, again, people might be skeptical of it now in the West, but I'm telling you, that is not going to last. We have a majority of the millennial generation today who believe that we should implement socialism, that socialism is a good idea. You just got to get the right guy in it to do it the right way. That's how they answer when you say, well, every time it's been tried, it's failed miserably and has resulted in the deaths of millions of people. Well, they just didn't do it the right way. That's all it is. Now, in the words of China's Global Times, speaking of chilling, in the words of China's Global Times, quote, "The hypothetical theories of the West are based on their ignorance. The massive social credit system," it goes on to say, "is simply," quote, "beyond the understanding of Western countries," end quote. Yes, they are on the moral high ground here. They know more than we do. You know, I think we all understand what's going on far too well. You know, it's China's ancient totalitarian impulse, the absolute rule of the God Emperor over his subjects brought into the modern age. That's what we're looking at. It's George Orwell's prophetic 1984 come alive. And we're already seeing a lot of that kind of mentality here in the States. Imagine if this gets worldwide, how easy it'll be for the Antichrist to implement this system, where if you don't worship the beast in his image, if you don't worship the image and get the mark of the beast on your forehead or right hand, how easy is it going to be to just ruin your social credit score? You know, that's obviously going to make you have a low score, and all of a sudden you can't participate in the economy anymore. You can't buy food. You can't do anything. No one will serve you. That's what we're looking at. China's already formidable police state has been upgraded using big data, machine learning, face recognition technology, and artificial intelligence into a fearsome cyborg of state control. The Chinese Communist Party has given birth to the world's first high-tech digital dictatorship. That's what we're looking at right now. Not content to incarcerate its own population in a virtual prison, China is busily hawking its creation to like-minded socialist dictatorships. Maduro's Venezuela was China's first customer. And again, we have many millennials in our country today who believe socialism is a good idea. They're next. Many of these people are already in big tech. They're already in Silicon Valley. They're the ones that are developing all the social media platforms that we use every day. How I'm talking to you right now, even, it's technology developed by these people. You think they're going to go for this? Of course they will, in a heartbeat, because it gives them more control over you and over your life. That's where we're headed. That's where this is headed. Now, as usual, I want to know what you think. Please leave me a comment in the comment section below. Do you see any benefits to something like this? I don't. If you want a good social credit score, whatever, just in the real world, you don't need the government to do that for you. You can think for yourself. You can be a good person. If somebody's not a good person, then you don't talk to them. I mean, it's that simple. We don't need the government coming in and telling us that they know what's best. They're going to tell us who we should and shouldn't hang out with, who we should and shouldn't feed in our restaurants. It's going to continue. It's already here in China, and it's going to come here to the States if we allow it. But it's not hopeless. We can stop this kind of thing from happening by just getting the word out there, basically doing what we're doing now. Have conversations, get the word out there. But that's why your comments are so important. That's why sharing videos and talking about things like this on Facebook, on the social media platforms themselves that will be used to implement this type of system, this Antichrist beast system. it's good to use that against our enemies, you know, against the enemy, the spiritual enemy himself. It's good to use these tools against them. And how do you do that? You spread the truth. You shine a light on what's going on. So I want to know what you think about this. What are your thoughts? Please leave me a comment in the comment section below. And again, if you haven't had a chance to already, make sure you subscribe to this channel. Click the bell for notifications. It's pretty important that you do that. And if you're not already, consider becoming a member of Daily Renegade. Why would you want to be a member of Daily Renegade? Because if you do, for one thing, you'll get to see the rest of this Peck report, but also you'll have access to full ad-free and exclusive videos that you can't find anywhere else. It's stuff that's too controversial for YouTube. Basically, it's the truth. So social media platforms hate it. But you guys love it. I love it. You'll get full episodes of Peck Report with myself. You'll get Apollineering with Seth McVeigh, The Christian Contrarian with Gary Wayne. You'll get Through the Black Uncensored with Jared Kressman and Tom Dunn. I know too many Toms, I guess. And BioWarrior, you'll get the Z-Files from the fine folks at BioWarrior. Lots of great shows and lots of cool features coming up. We're essentially, in a way, building our own type of social media platform on Daily Renegade. You're going to be able to upload your own profile picture. You're going to be able to chat with people. And right now there is a members-only forum, a members-only message board, excuse me, that's becoming a forum. So not only will you get all these exclusive shows that you can't find anywhere else, but you'll have access to the members-only message board where hosts and viewers can fellowship together without worry of censorship, without the government getting involved and telling us what we can and can't talk about, what we can and can't think. You don't have to worry about that at Daily Renegade. We are free there. So this is why you want to be a member. Come and join the family. A membership to Daily Renegade is only $10 a month or $100 a year. That's actually the better deal because then you get 2 months for free. You just pay once and you don't have to think about it for a whole other year. But either way, it works out to being less than a cup of coffee a day, and it breaks down to you having access to 3 or 4 videos, sometimes more, for every dollar of your membership. So to be a member today, just click on the link in the description below or go to dailyrenegade.com and click on the members tab. Become a member. It's incredibly important that you do so. Also, while you're there, you should check out Ultimate Bundles Healthy Meal Planning. This stuff is great. So, as most of you know, I was in Memphis, Tennessee for 3 months with my son while he underwent cancer treatment. He's in remission now. We still have a long road ahead to make sure it doesn't come back, but he's healthy. He's good. Well, relatively healthy. He still doesn't have an immune system, but he also doesn't have cancer. So that's good. We're happy about that. But because of that, what we make for dinner, what we make for food, the kind of food that we have in our house, it's incredibly important that it's clean. Also, while I was in Memphis, I put on like 20 pounds, so that's not good. I'm actually going back on the carnivore diet for a couple of months. I'm going to lose the rest of the weight that I gained, maybe a little bit more. We'll see how it goes. So those of you who know, I've done the carnivore diet before. It's great. I dropped a bunch of excess weight, so I'm now doing that again. After that, I'm moving to a more ketogenic type of diet, and I love Ultimate Bundles Healthy Meal Planning because it makes things so much easier. You get over 1,000 whole food recipes. You get 38 done-for-you meal plans to choose from. You get 5 ebooks and 5 e-courses. You get nutritional info for every recipe. It's indexed by dietary needs and health goals. It integrates with a Real Plan app. And ultimately, you get to spend less time in the kitchen. And isn't that what it's all about? Spend less time in the kitchen, get healthier for doing so, and you get to lose weight too. So that's great. If you want to take advantage of this, and I highly suggest that you do, it is excellent. You're not going to find anything like it anywhere. All the research is done for you. You just got to click the link in the description below or visit dailyrenegade.com and find the banner. So make sure you do that. It's incredibly important. Okay, so let's say goodbye to YouTube and Facebook. If you are a member, hang on the line. Again, this will be for members only. Now, become a Daily Renegade member today at dailyrenegade.com. So, everybody on YouTube and Facebook, thank you so much for joining me. And until next time, take care and God bless. All right, members, let's let's freely talk about what President Trump is has just came out against, which I'm really happy about this. And I'm also really thankful for your membership. You know, this allows us to be able to talk about anything that we want without fear of, you know, the government stepping in and telling us that we can't. We're not allowed to have these opinions or these views because we're ignorant and stupid and bigoted and racist if we do. So Trump has came out in opposition. He has opposed the LGBT Equality Act and actually says that it's full of poison pills. So we have to talk about this. This is really good to see. The Trump administration has come out against this Equality Act, which could face a floor vote Friday, and it would add sexual orientation and gender identity to the list of protected classes in non-discrimination laws. Now, religious liberty and conservative groups warn that the bill, if it's passed and signed into law, could have devastating effects on women's rights and religious freedom. Like we talked about in the first segment, this is where we're headed. This is the type of thing that we're headed. Imagine with that social credit score, if it has access to your votes. I mean, if it has access to everything else, you know, why not? In a completely totalitarian country like that, what if it gets access to your votes? What if you get a lower score because you vote Republican or something? Christian Headline. Okay, this is Christian Headlines reported on this, and here is a direct quote from a senior administration official who told the Washington Blade and several other media sources, quote, "The Trump administration absolutely opposes discrimination of any kind and supports the equal treatment of all. However, this bill in its current form is filled with poison pills that threaten to undermine parental and conscience rights." And again, that's from a end quote. That's from a senior administration official. Now, the Equality Act, which is H.R. 5, would amend federal laws to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity in public accommodations and facilities, education, federal funding, employment, housing, credit, and jury system. Among the amended laws would be the 1964 Civil Rights Act and the Fair Housing Act. Now, it would be the most significant LGBT rights bill ever passed. It has 240 co-sponsors. Only three of those are Republicans. All of the rest are Democrats. So clearly it's pretty one-sided. But religious liberty groups are warning that the bill is not as innocent as its name might indicate. So Sarah Kramer of Alliance Defending Freedom, or ADF, wrote in an online analysis, quote, "While it may sound nice to some ears, the bill actually poses a devastating and unprecedented threat to religious freedom and the progress that women have made toward true equal treatment in law and culture," end quote. So this Equality Act, ADF says, would infringe on the rights of Christian business owners, churches, and adoption agencies. You know, I just read a story, too, that Christian Mingle is now allowing the LGBT community into the app to find people in the app. You know what Christian Mingle should have done? And the reason that they allowed it was because of, you know, pressure from social pressure, but pressure from the government as well. They should have shut down the business. Whoever is running Christian Mingle, they should have shut down the business rather than kowtow to these bullies, rather than allow something in that is incredibly sinful. They should have stood by their Christian values, and they should have shut down Christian Mingle altogether before allowing these bullies to turn it into the world. There's no safe places for Christians. There are no safe places for Christians. The world is going to infiltrate all of them. Now, this act, it would prohibit churches and religious nonprofits from requiring their employees to live out their religious beliefs about marriage, sexual morality, and the distinction between the sexes. So churches would be required to open their sex-specific facilities to members of the opposite sex, so bathrooms and things like that. For one Massachusetts church, that would mean it would have to open its women's shelter for victims of domestic violence to biological males. So if you're a biological male that identifies as a woman, you can go, you can, this act would mean that this Massachusetts church would have to open its doors. How easy would it be for an abusive husband or an abusive boyfriend or something to claim he himself is abused because he identifies as a woman or whatever, and he's able to get right into the facility? And then the woman that he abuses has to face that, as far as all the other women there, turning women's shelters into unsafe hellscapes. The Equality Act would threaten religious foster care and adoption agencies with closure if they operate according to their beliefs that the best place for a child is a home with a married mother and father. That is sickening. So, you know, there are plenty of adoption agencies that will adopt to anybody. This Equality Act would force other Christian adoption agencies to conform to the world or to be shut down. They should, and what the Christian, any business, anything like that, no, even if they're doing something good in the world, they should shut down rather than bend the knee to these satanic overlords. It would harm women's sports. So Kramer wrote this, by allowing, quote, male athletes who identify as females to compete in women's and girls' athletic competitions, end quote. There's another quote by the same person. It says, quote, at a Connecticut state track meet, two biological males identifying as girls beat out the female competitors in several events, taking first and second place. In Alaska, the same happened. A biological male competed as a girl at the state championship and won. Even supporters of the Equality Act are warning women's sports are in danger. So Doreen Coleman, Martina Navratilova, and Sonia Richards-Ross wrote a Washington Post editorial saying the bill, quote, would make it unlawful to differentiate between girls and women in sports on the basis of sex for any purpose. And the quote continues, the evidence is unequivocal that starting in puberty in every sport except sailing, shooting, and riding, there will always be significant numbers of boys and men who would beat the best girls and women in head-to-head competition. Claims to the contrary are simply a denial of science, end quote. And again, that's from those three women that wrote that. So it we'll have to see how it goes. But the good thing is President Trump opposes this Equality Act, which is good, because, of course, it's not an Equality Act. Of course, they're going to title it something like that, but it's not equality. It's certainly not equal for Christians. It's stripping Christians of our basic beliefs and values. It's making it harder for us to be Christians in this country, and that's what they want. They hate Christians. Of course they do. Well, that's why there's such an attack all across the world on Christianity. So that's something we need to keep our eyes on, and we have to decide for ourselves when they come knocking for our jobs, what are we going to do? Are we going to compromise our Christian values so we can keep feeding our family? If we run a Christian business, or if we run a business in a Christian way, or are we going to stand up for Jesus? Are we going to do the right thing and represent Christ and say, you know what? You don't have to shut down my business because I will shut it down. I would rather shut down my business than let you bullies come in and tell me how to be a Christian. Tell me that I can't be a Christian in my own place of work. I will just shut it down then. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to have to happen. But we need to fight this. We need to fight this tooth and nail, and we cannot compromise. If we compromise, that's how they're going to win, and that's how they're going to take over the country, making it harder for our kids to live. That's what is going to introduce this beast system across the world, where people have to worship the image of the beast and get the mark of the beast in order to buy or sell, in order to live. They have to choose their spiritual lives or their physical lives. So let's leave our kids a world where hopefully they won't have to make that difficult choice. All right, I want to know what you think. Please leave me a comment in the comment section below this video or in the message board. If you are a member because you're watching this, but take part in the message board. It's great to see all of you there. And hey, it's been good talking to you. Thank you again for your membership and for being a part of the Daily Renegade family. We got some exciting things coming up. Can't wait to show you. So, all right, everybody, until next time, take care and God bless.